Om Shanti. Good morning. Lots of love and greetings and good wishes from Madhuban. The Dadis send their subtle love. So firstly, the news about Dadi Gulzar. Last week, I was able to see her very briefly just through the window, because the ICU unit in Sefi Hospital is very pakka. They don't let anyone else come in, just whoever needs to be there for treatment to help Dadi, the nurses and the doctors, etc. But it was nice to see her sleeping very comfortably. She was very clearly rested in Baba's lap. And Dadi Janki has been out of action for longer than usual. I came back from my travels to Hyderabad, Pune, Bombay last Saturday night, and they told me she'd been out of action for a few days, and we hope that she would be well enough for Baba's meeting. And we've got used to meeting Baba in the subtle form, but I think we also have to get used to the sustenance of the Dadis in a subtle form, because Dadi came for half an hour and then had to leave and again was out of action. So I didn't get a chance to actually say goodbye to her. But today she's well. So she spoke very briefly on a video call and she's much better. And so every day is bonus, because 102. Who's over 60 here? The brothers, no one? You don't want to acknowledge your age as the age of the body. You don't have to be shy about it. Babu bhai, brother. My goodness, many of you are older than me, and I have no problem in revealing my physical age. I'm nearly 69 now. Nearly. So, anyway, there's a lot of us over 60. I'm noticing some of the sisters were too shy to put up their hands also. But why I'm saying that is, by the time you're 60, you feel that this chariot has lasted a long time. And then you begin to feel the creaks and the aches and the pains. Now, add on 40 plus years, and then you get a sense of what's happening with Dadi Janki. This is why I really feel every day that she is with us is bonus, and Baba's keeping her here to continue to give us inspiration. And of course, the vibrations of love and blessings are with us, and Dadi Gulzar are the same also. Dadi Ratanweni is amazing. She is still conducting orally most days. A few days she's not able to. So, and the beautiful thing is that the new ones who come to Madhuban don't miss anyone. They just take benefit. They love everything. And of course they don't know what they're missing. But then what is it that we have to do now, those of us who've had a lot of sustenance? If we go to Madhuban and say we're missing Dadi, we're missing this, we're missing that, well, we haven't quite understood what the drama is about. And the drama is saying, step up. And now it's time to give the return of the sustenance that each one of us has had. And the London class, and generally Europe, has had more sustenance than anyone in the world. Dadi Kumarka gave amazing sustenance to all of us, but in particular, the Pandubhavan Nivasis. And so the Pandubhavan Nivasis, Gyanthra were a little bit, but Pandubhavan Nivasis really took a huge amount of benefit. And today, Pandubhavan is strong. You go there and you feel the presence of mature Brahmins, yogis who are supporting everyone. anyone who goes to Pandit Bhavan, and of course London has, UK has the fortune of being given space in Pandit Bhavan generally. And I know some of you were a little bit squashed, 16 to a room. Who happened to be 16 to a room in Pandit Bhavan in February? A few. And I have to say, nobody complained. So full marks to all of you, because I didn't hear a word of complaint, because we'd already told you February was going to be over full. But all of you just accepted the drama very sweetly. And then of course, April. And April, I was amazed, it's 800 Brahmins who were there. I think that those who followed the quota system and couldn't go in February or March took your turn in April. So there are a lot of people from the UK in Pandit Bhavan even now. I had the opportunity of reading Murali and Gyan Sarovar, of course, but three quarters of the hall was double foreigners. So Gyan Sarovar was full. And then I had the opportunity of two separate Muralis in Pandit Bhavan. One day it was in a meditation hall, and that was the Hindiwalas. And that day the double foreigners were in history hall. And so it was a very sweet meeting with both. And of course, the English Murali was being read in history hall. So this time it was a first. Because with the double foreigners teachers, English Murali was being read in Manmohini complex, and now English Murali was being read first in history hall and now in the meditation hall. So where did the Bharatvasis go? They went to Tower of Peace. So it was, I didn't know what to expect each time I was going to Pandit Bhavan. It was new. It was very sweet. So history hall, being there was lovely, meditation hall. And in the days of the history hall, it was a lucky handful who met Baba in the history hall. Who met Baba in history hall? Avyakt Baba. So those days are very precious. And so, but more there's a feeling of Sakar Baba in history hall, of course. But meditation hall, I'm sure a lot of you met Baba in the meditation hall. Who met Baba in the meditation hall in Pandit Bhavan? Not so many, I thought more. Maybe you've forgotten, maybe you'll remember. But of course, when we were in the history hall, Baba would be sometimes on the little gaddi under the window, and sometimes on that little gaddi that's still there. And so very close to Baba. But meditation hall, again, it would be Baba closer than you are to me now, in the sense that there was no platform, just Baba and the gaddi here and all of us there with Baba. So very sweet memories of Sakar Baba, of Yakt Baba. And early morning in Peace, Tower of Peace, very beautiful. There's a cool wind blowing and everybody's gathered around and real intoxication. So very lovely there too. So constant change, ever new, and everything goes on. And yes, those who had sustenance, now it's their turn to give sustenance to others. So who missed Madhuban this season? A few, a good number actually. So I don't know if it was illness that kept you away from Madhuban, I understand. But if there was a thought, oh, we can see Baba on the video here, we'll only see Baba on video there. No. Being there in that atmosphere is electric. It really is very different to reading Murali at home, hearing Murali on the webcast or whatever it is. But special invitation for October the 12th. I wasn't planning to mention this, but it's come out. So October the 12th is our turn in Shantivan. We haven't had a turn in Shantivan for 4 years. And so now special invitation for the big gathering in Shantivan, which will happen in October. No restrictions, no quotas. And the weather is very beautiful. Some of you say, but we go in February and March because it's warm. Well, October is warm, but not too hot. So a very warm invitation, not just for those who didn't go this season, but for everyone. Really, I would recommend that that's the time to go. Okay, more about that another time. And a special warm welcome to all those who've arrived in my absence. We have many, many who've come. Sister Vijaya has come, Rumina has come, Shweta has come, Jyoti has come, Emiliano has come, Brian has come, and that's just instantly off the top of my head. And there's many others who are also here probably. Isabel has come. So many others too. So I'm happy to see you all and welcome you all. Okay, so what did I take from Madhuban? A, that the creation of an atmosphere depends on all of us. It's not the job of the dadis. They've done so much. But creating an atmosphere depends on our thoughts, our vibrations, our faith, our love, and our consciousness. And so whatever attention we are giving to ourselves is actually not just for ourselves, it's also for the atmosphere. And whoever steps into Baba's home, because they benefit from the atmosphere, they give us blessings. Just imagine what's going on in the world out there. So many, many crazy things. I won't tell you the news. You know more about it than I do, probably, because when you're in Madhuban, there's no time to read newspapers. But you get to hear everything that's going on. But you find out somehow. So there's things that are not very good happening, not just with the weather and climate change. Shantivan, Ahmedabad, were over 40 degrees during the day, and it was early April. The mercury is going to keep rising. What's it going to be like in mid-May? And most of us, I would say 100% of us, are very lucky that we have proper shelter, wherever it is we have proper facilities, generally. But in India, where 70% of the population is still below the poverty line, 70%. Take a deep breath. What is going to be their condition when it's 50 degrees in the sun, or even out of the sun maybe? So the world is going through crazy times. So if we create an atmosphere of peace, of love, of harmony, of truth, it's of course of benefit to me, but of benefit to the world also, and each one who steps into Baba's home. Today's Murali, the message that I'm taking from today's Murali, Baba's actually talking first to children, physical children, because it's the month of May that we are reached in the 83 revision course Muralis. And May traditionally, and it continues even now, is a time when children from 6 to 14 come to Madhuban. And maybe it's 6 to 16, something like that, for children. And Baba spoken very beautifully to the children, but find the inner child in you and listen to Baba. And it's for all of us. But in particular, Baba's mentioned something to both the children as well as the Kumaris and as well as the teachers. What is the confluence age all about? And Baba's used the expression, it's a time to celebrate, experience great pleasure. And it's interesting that today we have many families who are here to honor their close and dear ones who've passed on. Michael Hudson, Bela and Pushpa Bhen, Rao Ji Bhai, Manju Bhen, and Gangaba's family. And so you must be thinking, well, am I going to celebrate? Am I going to stay happy? And the important thing is to know that whatever we're experiencing now, those vibrations and feelings reach our loved ones, the ones who are close and dear to us. And so yes, when you're celebrating, you're honoring those souls. If you're grieving and you're sad, you're pulling them back towards you and not letting them get on with what they need to do now. And so it's important to honor, but honoring is also a celebration of their life, their memories, the good things they've done, the lessons you've learned from them, the things that you've taken from them. And in return, sending your love and good wishes and pure thoughts, good feelings, so that they continue on their journey wherever they may be with God's love and that joy. And so, why is Baba focusing so much on celebration and pleasure and joy? Because generally speaking, when I speak about the five original qualities of the self, peace, Om Shanti, the first one, and when I'm peaceful, then I can experience my original state of love. And peace and love are the foundation of our life of non-violence. If I'm not peaceful, if I'm not loving, can I be truly non-violent? And they say that non-violence is the original quality of the eternal soul. It's the quality of the deity religion. And so if I want to experience divinity in my life, then peace and love and the basis of that, becoming non-violent, I'm helping move things forward towards the deity, the divine religion here on earth. And the third thing, when there's peace and love, truth can emerge. If there's any other feelings, then truth is clouded. The truth emerges when there's peace and love. And when there's truth, Baba talks about it a lot, then purity in its real form is able to emerge. Uncleanliness in the soul, a little bit of rubbish here and there, and truth is clouded, but also that isn't purity. So purity in my mind, in my heart, in my feelings, in my nature, in my samskaras, means that truth is there and the other qualities are there also. So real purity. And when you have these four, then you can be happy. And if I'm not happy, look at the other four and see what's going on. And if I'm happy, then yes, my life is a tribute to the Creator. If I'm unhappy and miserable, what is my life saying about who is my parent? Think about it on an external level of physical relations. You see an unhappy child, whether at school, whether in the neighborhood, or whether around you anywhere, and you ask yourself the question, why is this child unhappy? What's wrong? Something must be wrong. And then yes, out of pity, out of compassion, you want to help the child, but you know that something's wrong. Things are not as they should be. Even if there's a very simple home, whether in London or whether in Mount Abu, the child is happy when there's love in the home. And if the child is not happy, then you ask, well, what's going on? It's not right. And so if being God's children, we are not happy, what is that telling people out there? And people in here also. That there's something not quite right in my relationship with God. There's nothing wrong with God. Even though people think it is, they'll say, why did he give me sorrow? No, that's not God's role. That's been explained very clearly. There was a very powerful murli recently in which Baba said, what is God's role? God's role is to give happiness and remove sorrow. What is Maya's role? Baba was talking about Karan Karavanhar, God being Karan Karavanhar. And what about Maya? Baba gave Maya, and Maya means illusion. And so, what does Maya do? Maya is also Karan Karavanhar, and Maya gives sorrow. And so when it's sorrow, there's some illusion I am under. It was in the murli, not my imagination, not my journey. Direct God's versions. When there's sorrow, it is Maya. And Maya is illusion. So what is it that I haven't understood clearly that's causing me grief, that's causing me sorrow? Is it my ego, my attachment, my anger? What is it? Let me ask and search for the answer. Because it's not the other person. It's not my circumstances. It's Maya. And so today Baba's reminding us that the purpose of the confluence age is to be happy and joyful. And there's a lot of research that's been done about this in terms of health. And the latest thing that I've come to understand from people out there, and some of them have spoken here in Baba's house, some of the stuff is what people send to me on little messages. But the research is that not only is it a fact that if I'm happy, my body cooperates and sustains and does what it needs to, but also my beliefs govern the way my genes work. So if you say, well, it's in my genes, this is why I have this problem, that problem, and the other problem, well, it's not just in your genes, it's also in your beliefs. What do you believe in? And I don't need to go into the detail, it's information from out there in the world, that my beliefs govern the way my genes function. No question, it's proven without a doubt, research. And so, am I able to believe that my original quality is that of happiness, that God is my parent and has come to teach me how to let go of all illusions, all untruth, all falsehood, so that I can be happy again? Do I believe that? And if I do, am I doing something about it? Am I maintaining the belief of who is my parent, who am I? But also, Baba's mentioned, the purpose of the confluence age is to be happy. So the Muralis tell us everything. And the Muralis told us everything 80 years ago. We're now hearing the Muralis of the 60s, the Sarkar Muralis. Baba's told us nourishment is happiness is nourishment. We're reading the Muralis of 83 now. And today Baba has said, if you want to do real service, if you want to do elevated action, what is the way? Just be happy. Just stay in the pleasure of knowing God, of being in the confluence age, and you'll be the instrument to share happiness wherever you go. So it's not a question of, well, nobody gave me a chance. How many unhappy people do you know? I'll spend a few minutes with one of them. with two of them. And every day, just keep giving a little bit of happiness, a little bit of happiness to whoever you're in contact with. Baba says, whoever you meet, be an instrument to share a spark of happiness and God's light with them, so that they can be happy too. So today's Murali is very much about maintaining happiness, but also every day Baba gives us a very, very powerful, beautiful title. And today Baba's given us a title of being the Empress. You've heard this before, but today I'm recommending that you practice that consciousness. The titles that Baba's giving us are very sweet in terms of sound and what we hear, but if I don't practice them, they don't become part of my life. And then I'm looking at others and saying, well, they've got everything, and I haven't. Not true. God has given me everything, but everything. God doesn't have preferences. But yes, if God sees that I'm using the blessings, more blessings open up and are showered on me. And if God sees that I'm not using blessings, then God must be thinking, well, let them experience the blessings I've already given first before I open the door more and give more blessings. So let me take all the blessings that God wants to give me and experience all of those in my life. Am I getting a signal or you're just scratching? Okay, no, I think it was a scratch, not a signal. Okay, so Baba's really showered us with many, many blessings, but again, more blessings today. And so today's blessings to be the Emperor. What does that mean? It means really to come back here and be the sovereign of the self, and to be in charge of what's going on in my thinking. And my thinking is going to determine my feelings and my awareness. And I can take it either on the level here, or I can let external things influence me and get stuck down here. So it's a very conscious choice. Where do I want to be? Do I want to be up here? Or do I want to be down here? And so there was a little message that people had shared with me like decades and decades ago. And it's somebody looking out of the window. And they look out of the window and they see down here. And what do you see? You see all the slush and the insects and the mud, and it's a bit grimy. And you look up there and you see the sky and you see the birds flying in the sky. So up to me, do I want to look down here? And if I'm looking down here and I get stuck down there, then when am I going to be a deity? When am I going to be a divine being? Which as a child of God, I am, but I've forgotten. And if I look up here, then I can see the open space, the blue sky, and I can fly. And so absolutely my choice. And if I'm still thinking, well, it's circumstances, it's other people, it's nothing that I have and things that everybody else has, well, I'm getting more and more mired in the grime. And it's going to be difficult for me to pull myself up. And even if somebody's trying to pull me up and I still keep looking down here, then at some point they're going to tire and say, oh, now it's up to you and God. I don't think I can help you anymore. Literally. People can help. And yes, we can support and encourage and empower. But it's all out there. And what is it that I'm taking even from that? Up to me. I can take God's help, I can take help from others, I can take help from the atmosphere, all of that is available for me. But what I do with it is finally up to me. That's basic karma philosophy, isn't it? I have to do what I have to do. And so Baba's lovely reminder today that it's being the emperor in charge of yourself and taking all the gifts that God wants to give you, all the blessings. And the more blessings you take, the more you'll share all around. So we're going to offer bhog to the near ones, the loved ones, the souls I've mentioned, and fly to the subtle region. And what we do is offer to Baba, to God. And then God calls those souls and shares the love with those souls. So let's fly to the subtle region. Om Shanti.
Come on.